Exactly, it's a Hilchos Tshuva. What I mean is that before the Rambam, there is nobody. We have Hilchos Shabbos, we have a lot of Hilchos. That the Rambam, one of the great things that the Rambam did is he took the entire Shas and Poskim and he created a Sefer out of it. Before the Rambam, we had people that wrote Hilchos al Seder HaParshios. Right? You have the She'otos. You have people who wrote halachas al Seder HaShas. The Rambam went ahead and said, I'm going to write it in a clear-cut order, and he created 14 Sfarim. It's called Yad HaChazaka because he created 14 Sfarim. Sefer Mada, Sefer Ava, etc., etc. And he broke down the entire Torah, all that we know of Torah and halacha, into a clear-cut set of halachas which has an order. And the order is not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch isn't a chronological order. It begins when you wake up, it ends when you go to sleep. I mean, basically, the order of the Yom Tovim is based on the calendar. And the Rambam, the entire order, is an order which is ideological. It begins with Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. It doesn't begin with waking up in the morning. And the way that the Rambam orders the Yom Tovim is not based on the date, but based on their importance and their level. So the Rambam basically created an entire system of Torah. And when he decided what to do with Tshuva, he created a separate set of halachas, which he calls Hilchos Tshuva. Now that's not at all obvious. Yes, the Rambam counts Tshuva as a mitzvah. Correct. Is it Tshuva is the mitzvah? Is Vida the mitzvah? A wonderful and interesting question. They debated the issue whether the Tshuva is the mitzvah or Vida is the mitzvah. Very, very interesting. But whether Tshuva is the mitzvah or Vida is the mitzvah, who said it should be a separate set of halachas? Where else could you have put Hilchos Tshuva? What? Hilchos Yom Kippur. I would put in Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah. But okay, if you want to put in Rosh Hashanah, that's okay. You could put it in Hilchos Masa Karbanos, where you have Vidui. The main pasuk of Vidui is regarding Karbanos. You could have put in Hilchos Tanios, where Tanis, the whole idea of Tanis is based on the idea and concept of Tshuva. There are a number of different places you could have put Hilchos Tshuva. But not every mitzvah of the Rambam justifies a separate set of halachas. The Rambam came and wrote Hilchos Tshuva. You know, what was the big chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim? He wrote a whole sefer called Hilchos Lashon Hara because of the importance that he placed on Lashon Hara. And therefore he wrote a whole sefer called Hilchos Lashon Hara. Take a look in the Rambam, you're not going to find a separate sefer called Hilchos Lashon Hara. But the Rambam has a separate set of halachas called Hilchos Tshuva. You won't find that any place before the Rambam. You find the mitzvah of tshuva, you find dinei tshuva, but you won't find Hilchos Tshuva. And the Rambam decided to create a separate set of halachas, 10 prakim, and he called it Hilchos Tshuva. So I think the first chiddush of the Rambam, and again, I don't mean it's a bigger chiddush than all the other chiddushim we have in Hilchos Tshuva, but the primary chiddush of Hilchos Tshuva is that there is Hilchos Tshuva. That when the Rambam broke up all the halachas, what he did is he took, you know, a separate set of halachas, and he placed it in Sefer Amada, and he called it Hilchos Tshuva. That itself is a chiddush. What comes in the wake of that chiddush is that the place that he decided to put these halachas is in Sefer Amada. And in order to appreciate what the Rambam is doing over here, I'd like to quote from the Hakdama of the Rambam to the Yad HaChazaka. Right? At the Hakdama, he writes why he's writing this book. Why was it important? He goes through the whole Masorah, he goes through what we're up to now. Why is it necessary to write this book? And then after that he has, and my book will be based on the Mitzvos, he has the entire Minyan of Mitzvos, basically a shortened version of what you have in the Sefer Mitzvos. And then at the end he says, okay, now we have all the Mitzvos, we have why I'm writing the book, and now I'm going to explain to you how I ordered the book. Ra'isi l'chalik chibur zeh, La'arba asar sfarim, which is why it's called Yad HaChazaka, Yud Dalid, Yad HaChazaka. Sefer HaRishon, which is Sefer HaMada. Echlo bo kol ha-mitzvos, shehein ikar dat Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tzarach adam leida otam, tchila hakol kigon yichud shmo baruch hu, v'isra avarazara, v'kas karasi shem sefer zeh sefer HaMada. So in Sefer HaMada, I'm going to put all the things which are ikar das Moshe. Right? These are things that are basic. Without this, you can't move. Right? So what do we have in the Hilchos Mada? We have Yisori HaTorah, that's certainly Ikar. Hilchos Deos, Talmud Torah, certainly that's Ikka. Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Tshuva. Why is Hilchos Tshuva so basic? That without that we can't move. So the Rambam discusses this question explicitly. Not in his Hakdama, but in Mor Nevuchim. In Mor Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Hei, he writes, Ra'isi l'chalek ha-mitzos kulam l'fi zot takavana el yedal klal. Right? So it's clearly, when he says, I'm going to split the mitzos into 14 different sections, it's clearly that he's, you know, preempting his yudalid svarim of the Arach HaZak. Hakala Rishon, which is going to be Sefer Amad, the parallel to Sefer Amad, Kol HaMitzos Asher Hem Deot Shor Shiot. Right? Mm-hmm. These are the rooted deot. These are the critical deot. The Hem Asher Svarnum Be'ochot Yisod Torah. U'minakal Ze'od HaTshuva V'hatanios Kemo She'avar. So it's interesting that at this point when he wrote the Mor Nevuchim, he intended to place Hilchos Tanios here as well, and that's for a different shir of why he thought Hilchos Tanios should be in Hilchos in Sefer Amada. That's not today's shir. In the end, he put Hilchos Tanios in Zmanim. An interesting question. We're not going to go there right now. But he says Tshuva, Yisori HaTorah, and Tshuva Kmo She'avar. And where does he explain it? He explains it in Perek Lamed Vav. Umevuarhu. Shatshuva gamkein mizeh haklal. It's one of the basic things that are important for Yahavis. Utsoni lomar min hadeot asher lo yisudar mitziut anshe Torah ela baminotam. You can't consider the reality of anshe Torah unless you accept tshuva. Shei efshar l'shum adam shlo yechtal yefshar. It's impossible that a person should not fail. Im she yistakel b'deah sheivcharu, maybe he'll look at some das or a deah that's inappropriate. O midah v'il b'itin evcheret be'emet. O tigbor ta'ava or kaas, or because of anger or passion. V'lu ya'min ha'adam shelo yuchal takein zeh ha'uvat la'olam. If a person thought he would never be able to correct himself, haya matmid al ta'uto, he would continue in that way. He might even deteriorate. Since he has no recourse. He has no way of correcting himself. But once we accept our belief in tshuva, then not only can he correct himself, he can even reach levels which he hadn't been at before. And therefore there are many, many different things that express the idea of tshuva. Ritzon lomar haviduyim, hakarbanos, which are on shgagos and on zdonos, tanios, and there are many, many different things that what underlies them is the idea of tshuva. Whether it be karbanos, whether it be vidoy, whether it be tanis, v'aninu kol tshuva mikol chet lasum menu, zoti tachlit zadat, ve'elu kulam tol tamuwer. So with that, I explain all these different things that I place in Sefer Amada. The first category of mitzvos, those things that are critical. So tshuva is critical, and he explains why. Because if you don't believe in tshuva, then you know, eventually you're going to fall, you're going to make a mistake, you won't be able to get up. You'll stay on the ground. And therefore, it's impossible to think of Chayei Torah without tshuva. Okay? Everybody understands the Rambam? Okay, I don't understand the Rambam. I don't understand. Let's say there's no tshuva. Right? There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, what happens if somebody eats something without making a bracha? What should he do? So the Gemara says, Misha achal shum v'recho nodev, yachsav yochal shum v'yeh recho nodev, which means that somebody that eats garlic and he has bad breath, he did something that it makes him stink. So what should he do? Should he brush his teeth or should he eat more garlic so that he should stink more? What should he do? In other words, okay, you started eating without a bracha, so swallow what you have in your mouth and now make a bracha. Don't continue eating without a bracha. Okay, you made a mistake. Fine. So, you know, what I would say is if somebody made a mistake, eventually someone will make a mistake, why should therefore he deteriorate? Why should, okay, I made a mistake, now okay, I can't correct it, but it doesn't mean I should repeat it. Why should somebody repeat a mistake that he made just because he can't correct it? That make sense to you? Let's assume there would be no tshuva. So we could say that, you know what, it really doesn't make any sense, it's not rational, but it's psychological. If man can feel that he can, you know, get up, you know, he could never correct it, so, you know, he won't have any motivation. It's not like a psychological problem. I'm not so sure I understand the psychology of it. And, you know, I don't understand why there shouldn't be motivation to try to correct what he did, you know, even though he can't change the past, but at least let him correct it in the future. If somebody stole once, why should he steal another 10 times? It doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know, murdered once, so he should murder another 10 people simply because he can't change what he did. He regrets it, he can't change it, he can't do tshuva, but it doesn't mean he should do it again. I'm not so sure I understand the psychology, but okay, let's assume that there might be some people like that. But is the Rambam talking here like a psychologist or like a philosopher? You know, rationally, it doesn't make sense. Is this psychology that he's forwarding over here? I want to suggest a different understanding of the Rambam, and I'd like to base it on the Hakadama of the Rambam Tehilchos Tshuva. Normally, when we learn Rambam, we don't look at the Hakadamas. So the Hakadamas, that's like the most fun part, right? Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvah asei achas, v'hi sheyashuv achotei mechato lefnei Hashem v'yitvadeh, ubir mitzvah zu, v'ikarim hanigrarim ima b'glala b'prakim eru. And an explanation of this mitzvah and the ikarim, which come along with it, will be explained in these prakim. In other words, Hilchos Tshuva is not only Hilchos Tshuva. Hilchos Tshuva is Hilchos Tshuva and the ikarim hanigrarim imo. Okay, now the word ikar is interesting, because the Rambam, when he talked about what he will place in Sefer Mada, he said, Echlobo kol mitzvot shehem ikar das Moshe. So we're talking about certain things which are ikarim. Now, Hilchos Tshuva includes not only tshuva, but also ikarim, which are basic, and maybe which justify its being in Sefer Mada. Now, what are these ikarim hanigrarim imach? What are those basic critical points that are included in Hilchos Tshuva alongside tshuva? So you know there's a wonderful thing called, Bar-Ilan. Like you put in a word and like you can find, you know, what happens if you put it in ikar, in Hilchos Tshuva? You know, what's going to pop up? You know what's going to pop up? Well, you find a few different things, but one of the things that pops up and keeps recurring is Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. I cheated, I did that. I put an ikar in Shubarilan and all these things popped up. It was great. Rashut l'chol adam tuna, im ratza latot atzmo l'derech tova l'yot tzadik harshut piyado, im ratza latot atzmo l'derech ra'a l'yot rasha harshut piyado, right? So he, in Perek Hey, begins to talk about Bechira Kavshis. And then he says, at the end, Hoel u'shutenu biyadenu umidatenu, since we are in control of what we should do, umidatenu asinu kol ra'ot, and since it's because of our own volition that we did these bad things, not because of any deterministic philosophy, ra'u lanu lachzor b'tshuva lazor b'sh'enu sh'arshut ata biyadenu hu sh'akatub ha'cherav mitfasa d'rachenu v'nachkor v'nashuva. Okay? So first of all, in Perek Hey, he says there's this idea called Bechira Chavshis, and Bechira Chavshis is at the root of tshuva. Because A, it means that if we failed, it was our doing. B, even though we failed, we have the ability of getting up again. And then he continues, Halacha Gimel, V'davar Zeh. And here's where Bar-Ilan helps. V'davar Zeh Ikar Gadol Hu. This is his Ikar. V'amura Torah v'mitzvah sh'nemar re'ein atati l'fanecha hayom et ha'chayim et ha'mavim. The idea of Bechira Chavshin is an Ikar Gadol and Amud HaTorah. And then later on in Parakeh, he says, V'zehu ha'ikar shekol divrei nevuah tluyim ba. Again, he calls it Ikar. Now, if there's one idea which he keeps calling it Ikar Nechol Shiva, it's the idea of Bechira Chavshin. And this is the Ikar that the entire Nevi'im is based on. When a Navi comes and says, don't do this, and you should do that, and it gives tocha to the people, it doesn't make any sense if there's no idea of Bechira Chavshin. If things are deterministic, it doesn't make any sense. And therefore, this is the Ikar that all of prophecy is based on. And then in Perek Vav, the Rambam writes, Psukim harbe yesh b'torah uvedibre nevim shem nirim kisotrim ikar zeh. Again, he calls it Ikar. Wow, Bar Ilan is really great. Right? Again, he calls it Ikar. There seem to be many, many psukim that seem to contradict this Ikar. V'nichshalim b'em rov adam. And many people make mistakes regarding them. And then he says, V'hare anim va'er Ikar gadol shemimenu teda perush kol otam psukim. And now I'm going to give you one basic rule. And based on this rule, it'll explain all of psukim, and we're going to get back to that Ikar Gadol, which is what? Which is Bechira Chavshin. Clearly the Rambam is playing on the word Ikar. And therefore, yes, the Rambam later on talks about Skar Va'onesh, and talks about Olam Haba, and talks about Ahavas Hashem. There are other Ikarim in the Rambam also. But a lot of those other Ikarim are basically... They're side ikar. An ikar which is basic to Hilchos Shuvah, without that Hilchos Shuvah makes no sense, is the idea of Bechira Chavshin. As a matter of fact, if I were the Rambam, I'm not, by the way, you know, I think that Hilchos Shuvah really is Hilchos Bechira Chavshin. Because there's no other mitzvah. Bechira Chavshin is the idea that's the background of all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs don't make sense, according to Rambam at least, without the idea of free choice. What sense does it make to command you to do this and to prohibit you from doing that if you have no choice? And I'll give you schar if you do mitzvahs, I'll give you an ownership if you do avers if you have no choice. So it's the background of all mitzvahs. But tshuva means that even though you're leading your life in a certain way and you have certain behavior, you have the ability to change that. The idea of being able to change yourself, that's what Hilchos Tshuva is all about. And therefore, it's not only the background of the mitzvah, it's the essence of the mitzvah. And if you ask me, that's what the Rambam is saying. He's not a psychologist, he's a philosopher. He's saying, if you don't believe in Tshuva, if you think things are deterministic, and you fail, and people are eventually going to fail, and you say, I failed because that's my nature, that's who I am, then you're determined to fail again. If you don't believe that you can change, you're not going to. It's not a question of psychology. It's a question that you don't think that you have free choice. That's who I am. That's what I'm like. That's what I do. My behavior is a function of who I am. And therefore, A, you don't blame yourself. You don't regret what you did. And you're certainly not going to try to change. And that's what the Rambam means, that without believing that man is in control of himself, without believing that you can change who you are and what you are and what you do, without belief in that, then you're destined to live a life of deterioration. There's no kiyum of Torah mitzvos unless you believe that your actions are, you're in control of your actions. You're in control of who you are and what you are and what you do. In other words, the reason that the Rambam placed Hilchos Tshuva in Sefer Mada, the reason that it's an Ikar and a Shorish that's basic to all Kim Torah Mitzvos, is because the idea of Bechira Chavshin is intrinsic and inherent, and without that, we can't even begin to fathom a life of Torah Mitzvos. And in the Torah, the most acute expression of Bechira Chavshin is the ability to change. Because if one does things that are good, maybe he's a good person. That's how he's born. That's who he is. That's what he is. Deterministically, he's a good person. How do we know that that's what he That's what he chose to be. The most acute expression of Bechira Chafshis in terms of Mitzvah Satorah is the idea to turn around. It's the ability to get up from the ground after you fall. And therefore, the Ikar Dadol, which is Amura Torah, which is the one of the bases, is the Ikarim HaMigrarim Imah. And the reason that it's found in Sefer Mada, which is all the Ikarim, is I think because Hilchos Tshuva is really Hilchos Bechira Chafshis. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Beis. Last week after my shir, whatever you want to call it, I ran away. Because I had to get to the wedding, right? At the wedding, there was a very, very nice person who asked me a question of the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva. I said, I'm not up to Hilchos Tshuva yet. He said, why in the Rambam does it bring the example in Perek Beis, Ezevi Tshuva Gemura? You know what Tshuva Gemura is in the Rambam? Tshuva Gemura, Zeh Shebal Yado Davar She'avar Bo, Ve'efshar Biyado La'asot, right? You fail. And you come back to that same juncture. And again, you have the opportunity to fail again. And you don't because of tshuva. Upir shvelo asa bepnei ha-tshuva. Lo mi'ira, lo mi'kishlon koach. Not because you're afraid, not because of side reasons, but because of tshuva. Because if it's side reasons, then it doesn't indicate that you were able to change yourself. It means that you're a function of outside forces that play upon you. But what's the whole idea of tshuva? That I can change. And therefore, I'm in the same situation. Before I chose A, and now I can choose B. And therefore, the Rambam, before he tells us what tshuva is, Umaya tshuva is halacha beis. Before that, he tells us, Eidui tshuva gemura. The question that was posed to me, first tells what tshuva is, and then tells what the most perfect tshuva is. So I told him, I said, I don't remember the Rambam, I don't remember what he wrote, but if you ask me, apparently tshuva gemura is the paradigm of all tshuva. And that describes the essence of what tshuva is. And therefore, only if we appreciate what tshuva gemura is, can we understand the concept of tshuva that will be explained later on. Because tshuva, the essence of tshuva, is the ability of a man to change himself. And therefore, he makes the decision not because of some outside factor that's playing upon him, because that again would be consistent with deterministic philosophy, but it's because of an inner conviction and decision that he made. And that's tshuva gemura. Ketzad hari shabal isha ba'aveira ulach hazman isyach harima v'omei ba'avol soba. He still loves her. It's an amazing thing in the Rambam. You still love a woman that's prohibited to you, and that's, you're considered Baal Tshuva Gemura. Amazing, no? He still loves her. If he wouldn't love her, that wouldn't be Tshuva Gemura anymore. He still loves her. But he doesn't do the chait, that's Tshuva Gemura. Uvekoach kufo nyasha avar ba upirish lo avar zeu Baal Tshuva Gemura. Vim lo shavel b'mezi knuso. Uve'eshe i'efshal osob ashaya osed. Afo pishen tshuva u'ula mo elis lilo u'bal tshuvahi. If it's too late and you can't do it, the avera anymore, you don't love her or she died, okay, you regret what you did, okay, it's a level of tshuva, but that's not tshuva anymore. And then he says, umayi tshuva. Okay, what do you think the answer to that question is? Umayi tshuva. So we all know, what are the different factors of tshuva?
Charata,
Vidur, Aziv Sachet, Kabbalah Asid. Okay, that's what tshuva is. Okay? Umayi tshuva sheyazav achotecheto. That's what tshuva is. That's the essence of what tshuva is. Sheyazav achotecheto. You're doing something, stop. That's the essence of tshuva. All the, you know, tshuva is not to regret what you did. Tshuva is to stop what you did. Of course, to regret will help me to stop. And therefore, charata is an important aspect of tshuva. If you stop it, you think it was fine, you don't regret this, you know, why you stop it. But the definition of tshuva, umaya tshuva, hu sheyazov achot echeta, v'yasirenu imachshavto, v'yigmar belibo shelo yaseu od. Because he should stop, and he should take it upon himself that he would never, ever do it again. And he should also regret what he did in the past. But the essence of tshuva is to stop, to change your action, to change your ways. Okay? If one regrets, that's not enough. What happens if you misvadeh, but you didn't leave the chet? What is that called? Tovo v'sheretz biyado. It doesn't mean it was only lip service. You could really, really regret it. But if you don't have the strength of character to stop, so you're tovo v'sheretz biyado, because the essence of tshuva is to stop. And if you don't stop, you continue, even though you feel bad about it, that's not tshuva. The essence of tshuva is to stop. And tshuva is based on the fact that you have to believe in yourself, that you have the ability to stop. And that's the idea of the pirachash. It might not be easy, right? Most people, you know, we live our lives, and we're an object that other factors and forces play upon us, and it's difficult to get up and say, you know, I was created b'tzelem Elokim, and I have the ability to make decisions. And despite all those pressures, and despite all those passions and anger, and whatever human frailty that we have that we spoke about last week, about lo divatari elokei tzahara, it's I have the ability to decide who I want to be, what I want to be, what I want to do. That's tzelem Elokim. That's uvacharta b'chayim. Yechayim v'amav s'natati l'fenecha uvacharta b'chayim. It's difficult. It's a heroic act. Tshuva, in its real sense, is a heroic act. When somebody is mired in chet and is able to get up and change, it's not an easy thing to do. He has to change his way of life. But that's what tshuva is. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalid, V'darkei ha'tshuva al-yos ha'shav tzoik tamid l'fnei Hashem bedechi u'tachanunim. ועושה צדקה כפי כוחו, ומסרחי קרבי מן הדבר שחטה בה, ומשן השמו, when he changes his name, כלומר, why does he have to change his name? כלומר, שאני אחר, ואיני אותו האיש שעשה אותו מבעשה. Here the Rambam says clearly, that tshuva is the ability for you to create and mold yourself. You are not a factor of outside forces. You have the ability to create and mold yourself in the image that you want. It's up to you. And therefore, when I was chote, I was somebody else. Now I'm creating a different persona. And I can. So what is tshuva according to the Rambam? Three words. Yes, we can. Ah, there you go. That's why I gave this whole shit, just for that punishment. Okay, that's I think the Rambam. The Rambam in the Chashuva is to believe in yourself. That we were created with some Elokim and we can. Okay, that's scary. Because that's really a lot of achrayus. You know, when we talk about Cheshbon and Nefesh, it's an entire remodeling of oneself. Now, till now, we've lived and we're a function of our environment and, you know, where we brought up, and a lot of things are a function of the society that we lived in. And Baruch Hashem, we came from good homes. So we're all, you know, where we are today. But how much of it can we say that it was something that we created? Rabbi Mitalin, the Sichot before Sichot, used to quote, Uchedalim, Ucherashim, Anu Lufanecha. He said, what do you mean, Dalim Rashim? We're in Yeshiva, we're learning Torah. What do you mean, Chedalim Rashim? So because if we're going to erase all the things that people gave us, and we look at what we did for ourselves, there's not much that we did. I can't say I'm better than somebody else when I was brought up in a certain environment, and somebody else was brought up in a different environment. Now, what do I have to say that's really, that I can say, I did? That's a major question. So it's really wonderful, you're all here for the year, and you're learning Torah, and you have great Rabbanim, and what did you do? So if there's somebody that really actually changed his environment and did it, so I'm not talking about him. But I know where I came from. My father, Baruch Hashem, was a Rav, and he's a Talmud Rav Soloveitchik, and he sent me to a good high school, and then he wanted me to go to Rav Lichtenstein Yeshiva. So, okay, so what did I do? So, okay, I was in a good yeshiva, so I also learned a little bit. Okay, fine. So, I was a function of my environment. What was it that I did? And at a certain point, we have to, look at ourselves and make choices for ourselves. And to make ourselves better people. And to decide what we want to do in our lives, and it should be our decision. Not simply to continue, flowing in the river, along with the current. But at some point, you're supposed to start rowing. At some point, you're supposed to decide where you want to go, what your destination is, and head in that direction. At some point, you have to get up and be yourself. And make decisions for yourself. And I think that's, now for most of us, this is a good time to do it. We're separated from our home, we're separated from family, we're in yeshiva, we're in an environment of Torah, of mitzvos, where we're before Elul, and where we've got a new path. It's true that what brought us to this path might have been a lot of factors that played on us. But you're here now. And you're here now to make a lot of, to think about what's our level of Avodas Hashem, what's our level of tefillah, what's our level of sensitivity to our friends. There are a lot of decisions that we have to make in life. And what the Rambam is telling us is, yes, you can. That we were created with Tzemel Elokim. Baruch Hashem, you're a function of your environment which brought you to a good place. But you were created with Tzemel Elokim. You're responsible for yourselves. Now it's time to think and to really take yourselves into stock, and not only to think who you are, but who you want to be, and try to figure out the best way to get there.